You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Lexola is a London-based sunglasses brand founded by Zane Salah, who was inspired to start the company after a trip to Los Angeles. Disappointed by the quality of what he was finding on the market, Zane gave up his day job in art to pursue building the company. His mission was to reinvent classic designs, producing high-quality frames at an affordable price point. For today's program, Zane joins Monocle's Kieran Matthew Banerjee in studio to tell us the story of Lexola.
Sort of around the time I was maybe 18 or 19, I started experimenting with glasses. I would buy glasses and then take them to an optician on New Cavendish Street, and he would put any sort of lens in that I wanted into it, and I thought it was so cool at the time. I'd get them from him, and I think he would charge me something like £15. It was super cheap, and you know, everyone would ask me where I got them from, and of course I didn't tell them. So yeah, no, I always used to have an interest in glasses, but I never actually expected that I would make them for sale. Many years down the line, I was in LA with a bunch of friends. We were just having a cool guy's trip. Yeah, I walked into a sunglasses shop, and I bought a pair of glasses. I think they were something like $250, which I thought was kind of expensive. I looked at the packaging. The packaging was horrible. It was bulky. It was sort of this brownish kind of leather. I didn't like it. It looked old, but the glasses were nice. So I remember I put the glasses on and I threw the packaging in the bin, literally on the street, because I just needed glasses. It was like a beautiful day and I think I'd lost my glasses at the time. Anyway, we were walking down the road and I was like, oh, I said to my friend, we should start a sunglasses company. And it was just a sort of flippant comment, and I probably didn't mean anything behind it. So we came back, and I just started Googling different places where glasses or eyewear were manufactured. And I never at this point expected that we were going to make glasses or start a company. I was just slightly bored. You know, I was in between jobs working in the art world. So I started reaching out to manufacturers. Again, at this point, I still wasn't convinced that I was going to do a business. I was just seeing how far I could take it. I was thinking Italy. I'd always heard that Italy made the best glasses. I mean, they do make great glasses. But imagine, so at this point, I'd contacted some freelancer who I'm pretty sure was just a first year university student to draw me out some glasses. And she'd returned with, you know, some designs. And I thought, oh yeah, they look good enough. They're great. And I'd sent them off to about 20 manufacturers in Italy. And as you can imagine, August in Italy, pretty much no one's working. I mean, can you blame them? It's a beautiful place. And I received no replies back. So, I mean, at this point, Lexola's not happening. I'd arranged to travel to Japan. I'd wanted to go to Japan for years. So I traveled to Japan. I remember I landed in Osaka. And I was super jet-lagged, and I just went for a stroll on my own. And we're in this sort of strange supermarket, and they had loads of glasses, And then we were in the mall, and there were so many glasses shops, and I was looking at the glasses, and I thought they were beautiful, and I noticed they were made in Japan, and I didn't realize that Japan had this, you know, rich culture of sunglass making. I was thinking to myself, maybe I should produce in Japan. And anyway, so, you know, I forgot about it. I mean, at this point, I'd, have to reiterate that I didn't think I was going to do this business. You know, so I had a beautiful trip. I fell in love with Japan. I traveled around Kyoto, Osaka, Nara, Tokyo, of course, and I fell in love with the culture, and it was so beautiful. And I flew back, and I thought, right, I just typed into Google sunglasses manufacturing in Japan, and I found out there's this place called Sabai, which is about an hour's train from Kyoto, which basically the majority of that town's economy is based around eyewear manufacturing. So there was a website which had a list of all the manufacturers there. And I literally carbon copied the email that I sent to all the Italian manufacturers. And I pasted it on BCC to every single manufacturer and sent it. I remember the next day I opened my laptop and I had 10 replies. And I was like, wow, Japan is... that's where I have to do this. It just makes sense. I mean, look at this efficiency. I mean, the Japanese culture is so beautiful and they're such honorable people. So I picked one manufacturer and we sort of went from there. So I had a name I had a website, domain, no website built, of course, and an idea of what I wanted to do. You know, it started to feel a little bit more real now, but still, I must reiterate, I didn't think I was going to make an eyewear company at this point still. You know, I had to raise money, and there was just a bunch of things, and I was, of course, going back to this job in this auction house. I mean, I love art, and like, that was my passion, and I thought I was going to work in the art world my whole life. My ultimate goal, in a way, was to own art, you know? Who doesn't want to have, like, a beautiful painting in their house? And I was sat there, you know, whilst I was super tired because I'd been working, you know, on Lexola for 5:30, in the morning. I'd get up and I would drink a pint of coffee. And I'm talking literally a protein shaker worth of coffee. You know, it was really out of hand at the time. And everyone was telling me I looked terrible. I got bags under your eyes, and I was sleeping at 1 o'clock. I couldn't stop. I was working on two time zones. You know, I had stress and it was crazy. You know, I'm chain smoking, you know. It was a really, like, tough time. So I remember being at my job and I was thinking, if I stay here, am I going to be able to buy some artwork? Or will I just spend my time selling it to people? Am I actually ever going to be able to own something? On countless occasions, I thought I should just pack this in. I was like, what's the point, you know, paying bills, you know? I mean, we raised money, you know, people believed in the business. There were so many times where I thought, you know, should I pay this bill? You know, we're paying for samples, and, you know, it's not cheap. Just to make a couple samples can cost you thousands, you know? And each time that happens, you think, oh, you know, I've got to make that back, you know? Is it worth it? You know, am I way too deep in this? There's so many different companies producing eyewear. And have we really got a niche? You know, I was very aware that we sell at a price point of £111 currently, which I think is, you know, aspirational and affordable. I mean, it's not a cheap product, but we make a quality product and we sell it for a fair price. And that's something that's been done, you know. There's a bunch of companies selling glasses at that price point who make a quality product. There's no denying that. So I'm, you know, there's been times where I thought, like, well, what are we doing then? What defines us? How are we different? And then the more I thought of it, there are other people operating in this space, but it's such a huge market and everyone likes glasses. And what differentiates Lexola with various other companies is that they just weren't cool. They weren't sexy. They didn't do it for me. They felt sterile. I felt what we were doing was something better. We were building a culture. We were building a group of like-minded people where you would see two people walk past each other on the street wearing Lexolas. It's almost as if they know a little bit about each other, you know? They could have a coffee together. They're interested in the same thing. You know, we put out information about art, design, culture, you know? It's an all-encompassing brand, which we're trying to grow, and we're trying to expand, and we're trying to break into new markets. You know, in our first month of trading, we sold in 4 continents, you know? How could we fathom that was going to happen? But we want to continue to grow and push on and sell to more people and develop the brand. But yeah, that's what really defined us. And basically, that's how everything started and brought us up to the launch point. So the glasses, we keep it simple. The way I describe Lexolas to the person on the street, to a friend, they're classic shapes reinvented. So we don't try and reinvent the wheel with glasses, you know. Throughout history, glasses have maintained relatively the same. You know, you think about, you've got your classic styles. So what we try and do is make adaptations of the classic styles and try and bring them up into the present day. You know, we're quite adventurous in terms of color of the acetates or metal, or the color of the lenses. You know, we offer like a vast array of different lenses with different gradients, but the thing is, we also offer the more conservative stuff. So really, we have a product that fits everyone. And in terms of the price, I mean, we sell at what we would say is a really, really reasonable price. And with that, you're getting a really, really quality product. You know, we use the same raw materials as companies who are selling their glasses for £400-£500, but we're selling them for £111. And the feedback that we've received has been incredible. You know, being the founder, I feel a real sense of responsibility for the product, to the point that every pair that has ever been sold, I've touched. You know, I've been to the warehouse and I've touched every single pair. Quality control checking, because I feel a personal responsibility to the consumer. And that attention to detail and care for quality has been finally, you know, validated by the consumer. You know, everyone is saying they're blown away, they didn't expect it. You know, I've got friends and family who've bought pairs, of course, and they were like, oh, I was just buying them because you're my friend, you know? I didn't expect them to be like this. Like, wow, the packaging, the, you know, the whole process, you know, we've got this beautiful white box. It's got this, you know, light embossing and, you know, it's got this number on the side of it, which is the distance between the sun and the earth. You know, it just all these different weird touch points, and they open it up and they've got this great velvet case, which is compact, not like the one that I got in LA. You know, you can put this one in your pocket. We found a couple styles that sell really well, and we're definitely going to stick to them, but we're going to experiment. You know, we're going to experiment in new colors. But I think the key development that we're going to have in the next sort of 12 to 18 months is moving into optical eyewear. We want to do prescription glasses, and, you know, I've been very, very honest with myself in developments that we can have with the business, because you really have to be realistic with what you can do. You know, don't walk in thinking you can make every single glass, every single optical frame, you know, on day one of launch. You know, we launched the MVP, you know. We develop the website every day. We improve everything every day, but it was just a minimum product. You know, it's bad, but you have to get your stuff out there. But the big development that we'll have in the next 12 to 18 months is opticals. But obviously, operational nightmare. You know, each pair is, everyone's eyes are different, right? So imagine it's basically like making a custom pair for every consumer. So that's the development we're going to make, which will definitely help our sales and growth. And we'll see how it goes.
Many thanks to today's guest, Zane Sala, founder of Lexola. My thanks as well to Kieran Matthew Banerjee for conducting the interview and to Alex Port-Felix, who mixed and edited this show. To hear more inspiring stories of business and entrepreneurship, listen to The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time here on Monocle 24. And do subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every week. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.